it on me, though there is no mistake. The look in your eyes is all I can take. Fall on your knees and empty your gun. Surrender your heart to love. You are not alone. So born broken, though born of love. Bearing the scars of a war we don't speak of.
To all of my relatives across the Turtle Island, Ojoa Mashko de Biji K and Dijnikaz now made them baskan that plays the Bing and Dinji. What's up? What's good? We are back here in Treaty One territory on UMFM 101.5. You are listening to the ever deadly hour with your ever deadliest auntie. My name is Taylor. Spirit name is Brown Buffalo from the Sturgeon Clan and Broken Head Ojibwe Nation here in Treaty One territory. What's good, everybody? Thank you for joining us. We have a lot of great music coming up this hour. If you are tuning in for the very first time, you are listening to the ever deadly hour. And what that entails is that you are listening to the ever deadliest music across Turtle Island, from coast to coast to coast, from nation to nation to nation, of indigenous musicians, bands, artists, and what have you. All of their music can be heard, even poetry. We can drop some poetry up in here. We do interviews with elders and knowledge keepers from time to time as well, but you're listening to it all right here. The deadliest music by the deadliest indigenous artists with the deadliest auntie. In case you haven't noticed, deadly is the key theme of this show. But let's get going. We have so much great music for you. And teaser alert, huge, huge announcement to make before the end of the show about some changes that are being made to our schedule. So you're going to want to stick around for the entire hour today. It's all right here on UMFM 101.5.
Shoot the me. How will he ever compare when you on the key? Will I love him the same, if not more? Love is a game, and I'm losing this war. No, watching us lose it all as we run our course. Do they not feel bad here in our house? We will beg for mercy. We would cry for us. No, I wasn't mad. Ooh. time you're touching me. Something about your brown skin. You stand so mighty, stand so tall, like you could fix our wrong. Where I belong. Your love brings me so high. Feeling for your brown eyes. How can I say goodbye? Lay down your crimes. Tell me a secret. You know I, you know I, you know I. Got your back, Indian boy. Locked and loaded, ready to go. Ooh, I got your back, Indian boy. Hey, loving the taste of your kiss, Corona with a hint of lime. I'm on that top shelf shit. Lay down your crimes. Tell me a secret. You know I, you know I, you know I. Got your back, Indian boy. Locked and loaded, ready to go. Got your back.
Thank you.
FM 101.5. Bonjour Anine, everybody, tanse! Bonjour to all my aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews, mishums, cookums, everybody, mums and dads, whoever is out there listening to us here today. Thank you for joining us. Now, of course, what kind of Nietzsche show would it be if we did not chat about what happened this past Thursday? Of course, we've all seen it all over social media, all over Facebook, all over. I've seen some pretty funny TikToks. I've seen some even funnier memes about all of this stuff. And of course, that is the death of the monarch here in Canada, the Queen Elizabeth the 4th, 5th, 6th. I don't even know. Doesn't really matter. I guess it's equivalent to which place her cousin is that she's married to. Oh, she dropped a bomb just like that. Woohoo. Anyways, yes, it has happened. She has died, finally. So I'm looking to hear what your thoughts are on the whole situation. You know, I've seen some people who have she was a good lady, she did good things. I don't know who those people are. And then of course we have my brothers and sisters from across Canada. I'm gonna just establish Canada for now because that's where we're kind of located, who couldn't be happier, who are hoping to see some changes that are going to occur, if any. I had a conversation with the station manager here at UMFM, and we were chatting about if there is going to be any changes. And he seems to think that there won't be because it is traditional. It's traditional in Canada, not from a Indigenous traditional perspective, but it is Indigenous or traditional in Canada that we are under a monarch rule. And a lot of people seem to think that that's not going to change, which is very, very true. Absolutely. However, on the flip side, if you're someone like me, honestly, I don't really care nonetheless. I saw it pop up on my newsfeed and I actually avoided social media for about 24 hours because as soon as you open it, all you're going to see is nothing but posts about the Queen. And it's so funny because all you see is Native people complaining or like posting about her death, yet they're the only ones who are constantly posting about her death. So I'm telling you, a little bit of masochistic, little bit right there. But to me, it doesn't matter. I hope to see maybe some more positive changes, I suppose. But I'm not even sure what those would include. I just kind of wanted to mention it because I want to know from you. So let me know. We are on Instagram. We are on TikTok. You can send me a message. It can be, whatever it is. Just look up Ever Deadly Hour. Let me know what your thoughts were and how you reacted. Let's get back into the music. It's on the Ever Deadly Hour with UMFM.
Maybe you can make sense in that town. You
spent my summer in a van, St. Augustine to Michigan, held my breath, said a prayer, all those people waiting there, I've been searching so long. So long, it lived in me all along. Burn me in the desert and drown me in the rain. Throw me to the thunder, push me.
Whoa! just got me. Whoa.
To breathe, bleed my sins away. Future's not tomorrow, but today. See death creeping around the corner. Call the coroner on another fallen warrior in the land of the forgotten. Bad seeds already rotten. Popping pills to fill the void of death knocking. You can guarantee the feds watching. Cause we grew up around these revolutionaries who went to Wounded Knee to get their hearts buried. Raised a hustle once I see my mama struggle. Born in the heart where our chiefs bled. Where the water tastes like lead. Where we deal with these alcoholics and meth heads. Fed lies from the school system. Misinterpret Thanksgiving. Teach history like it's fiction. What's written ain't fact. We take down these flags, raise an eagle staff. I'm a warrior. The last of a dying breed. With dreams of being free. Hooked up to the tree to breathe. I'm really on my worst behavior, hoping to find strength in prayer. Creator got my back, but Crazy Horse my savior. Lost in illusions, conscious decisions, lost in confusion. My people prostituting, traditions losing values, what we doing? I'm rising from the bottomless pits, with a blind grip, closed fists, with cold fists. My young kids are crying. I'm trying, fighting, but we keep on dying. I'm sick of seeing people sick, healing in bottles of 80 proof. Been fighting war since 1490, deuce. You want the truth? I'll speak existence in this booth. My homies in the Senate counting coup. What's new? So motherfucker John Wayne, motherfuck your campaigns. I'm still in acid rain, spit more heat than hell's flames. I'm a warrior till the death of me, fight until there's nothing left in me. Cops killing, no wonder why my homies stay strapped. Fuck repping a state, I got my people on my back. The last of a dying breed. With dreams of being free. Hooked up to the tree to breathe. Hooked up to the tree to breathe. Fighting to live, living to die. Till I'm with my people up in the sky. Till I'm with my people up in the sky.
Yeah.
Deadly, this show. Oh my God. You're listening to the Ever Deadly Hour. I'm your Ever Deadly Auntie. My name is Taylor, or you can call me by my spirit name, which is Brown Buffalo. I'm okay with that too as well. So, as promised, there is a big announcement to make, and I am absolutely thrilled about it because Saturdays have been tough. As everybody knows, you know what? Your Saturdays are for fun in the sun. Even though winter's coming, it's storytelling season. Am I right? Anyways, the big announcement is that we're moving. The time slot is moving. We are moving from Saturdays 4 to 5, which you're very much used to, and we are transitioning. The Ever Deadly Hour is now going to air on UMFM 101.5 FM here in the city. You can also listen live, umfm.com. There's a listen live button right on the homepage. We are moving from Saturdays at 4 to 5. So we're actually going to have two shows really close back to back. Anyways, we're going to move to Wednesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. And for anybody who may or may not know this, before the Ever Deadly Hour started, I used to do a show right here on the station called The Pit. And it was a heavy metal show. I'm a huge metalhead and I love it. And I used to do The Pit Wednesdays from 1 to 2. So it's kind of like we're coming full circle. I have gone from the Wednesday 1 to 2 slot with metal, and now we are moving back to the Wednesday 1 to 2 spot, but with some indigenous music with the Ever Deadly Hour. But because I used to do The Pit at that time slot, we are going to do an indigenous heavy metal show to kind of reminisce about the times in the studios at that time, listening to metal during the day, blaring it outside the campus walls, outside the station walls here at the U of M, so everybody can listen to heavy metal music all day long. And I love it. So mark that down on your calendars. We have moved from Saturdays 4 to 5. This is our last Saturday show. We will have a brand new show for you live and in person, and it's going to be incredible from Wednesdays 1 to 2 p.m. So don't forget, it's all right here on UMFM 101.5.
Hey, 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 hey time, I'd like to sing a prayer song for all the children throughout the world that's listening to this CD. We hope that you enjoy it and that the Creator will bless each and every one of you. That these songs will bless you as you grow and that you'll remember that all songs, no matter what songs you listen to, are an inspiration to our souls and minds and our bodies.
Hey, I'll.